morning, ladies and gentlemen. We've invited first class. Now we're inviting executive platinum, emerald, sapphire, and ruby. If those words are written.
Hi, everyone, and welcome to another edition of Crew Travel right here on Yachting International Radio. My name is Rhea. I am your host, and I'm very pleased to welcome back the extremely busy Lee Harris. How are you?
I'm very good. Extremely busy with children's birthday parties. So it's been interesting, to say the least.
Look, I know your boss watches this, so I wasn't going to say that. I was just going to, say extremely busy and make it sound like you were, like, being extremely productive and just had so much work.
Well, I mean, obviously that as well. I mean, that goes without saying. This just the birthday parties are on top of that. So almost like the cherry on top of the cake.
Right. Good recovery. And I have to say that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel. We haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people.
You certainly do.
I know you do. Moved you all the way to England and back.
We did. I know.
Was New Zealand happy to have you back?
I think so. I'm not 100% sure, I've got to say. But I think most of New Zealand are, hopefully. Good. Fingers Good. Crossed anyway.
So I guess, does that mean that England was glad to see you go?
Probably. That's more truer to the fact, actually. Yeah, after 1 month, they realised what they kicked me out in the first place.
Right. Of course, the chaos of travel continues. And right off the bat, we're going to go to, a little more strike action. What's going on with Qantas?
Yeah, so we've been talking about Europe and this strike action that's hit them in the summer. Unfortunately, South Pacific isn't any better. Passengers of Qantas on international flights are likely to have their flights cancelled and delayed and their checked-in baggage not loaded. That's as hundreds of the airline's ground staff contracted from Dinata are set to go on strike on September the 12th. The industrial walkout will seemingly last for about 24 hours and will include approximately 350 ground handlers from Adelaide, Brisbane and Sydney airports. Despite being predicted to last only for 24 hours, an industrial walkout of any scale will cause severe disruption to flight operations, and the upcoming strike will prove no different, as it will primarily impact international operations, which will make knock-on effects on domestic travel as well. This is likely to be felt for at least a week afterwards.
Wow. And I mean, we still keep hearing of, airlines canceling flights around the world at the moment, too. They still keep coming.
Yeah, they do. Lufthansa last week, they had a day when they canceled basically all their European flights. So it's still an ongoing issue. It's not getting any better at the moment. I know airports seem to have got their act together a little bit more with the caps, a lot of caps being taken away now. But yeah, airline flights are still being cancelled. Strike action is still happening worldwide. And it's not getting any easier at the moment.
And people are still calling in sick for November.
Yeah, that's certain airlines, yes. I mean, it's good planning, isn't it?
For the life of me, I can't think. Yeah, I'm sorry. I think November 7th, I'm sick. Thanks. Strange. And KLM has some good news.
They do. KLM Royal Dutch Airlines introduced its premium economy class on a long-haul flight between Amsterdam and New York. The first flight featuring the new class, flight KL641 from Amsterdam to New York, took place on August the 31st. Now, KLM Premium Comfort Class is a premium economy offering standing between the standard economy and business class. In the future, the airline plans to offer it on all its Boeing 777s and Boeing 787s flying on intercontinental flights. Now, the premium economy service on the Amsterdam to New York flights will offer an elaborate menu and will give passengers sky priority boarding. The seats on board will offer the following added perks over and above a standard economy seat. That will be up to 17 centimetres more legroom than a standard economy class, up to 20 centimetres recline, movable leg and foot rests, in-seat power and a 13-inch in-flight entertainment TV screen.
So aside from the electronics, it's pretty much like flying normal class about 30 years ago.
Yeah, after they've crammed so many people in, yeah. And I call it premium economy, but basically they should just call it economy 1970s. I mean, that's what it's called.
Yeah, pretty much. And Germany is removing their mask mandate.
They are indeed. Yeah, Germany is expected to remove the requirement to wear a mask on board aircraft from its Infection Protection Act. The change will impact both domestic and international flights. Now, as part of the proposed policy, the German health minister will retain the authority to reintroduce mask requirements if there is a sharp rise in cases. The country's other COVID-19 health measures on masks and testing are expected to remain in place for the upcoming winter. The requirement to wear a mask in German airports was removed several months ago, and passengers have since been calling out the inconsistency in having to wear a mask on the aircraft. That's after having already spent in the airport, or sorry, been in the airport for several hours without one. Now, with the news from Germany, Spain now remains the only country in Europe requiring passengers to wear masks on board flights.
Right, and Fiji has changed their entry requirements.
They have indeed. Yeah, tourists visiting Fiji are no longer required to take a COVID-19 test on arrival. Previously, visitors were required to pre-book a rapid antigen test to be taken within 72 hours of arrival. If the test was positive, tourists were then required to undergo 7 days of isolation. A pre-departure test requirement had also been in place, but this was dropped back in May. In a statement, the Fijian government said from September the 5th, on-arrival testing would now also no longer be necessary. That's due to Fiji's community-wide immunization and low case numbers. Arrivals who developed COVID-19 symptoms would still be required to get tested, though the isolation period for those who tested positive would now be reduced down to 5 days instead of seven. Fiji has made a strong tourism recovery, expecting 500,000 visitors by the end of the year. The requirement, though, for all visitors to be fully vaccinated would still remain in place.
And South Korea testing.
Yeah, visitors arriving in South Korea are no longer required to provide a negative pre-departure COVID test certificate. However, arrivals will still need to submit a questionnaire on their health condition. Now, an updated UK Foreign Office advisory said that the South Korean government encourages all arrivals to log this information in the Quarantine 19 defense system prior to travel. Paper-based alternatives can be used instead, but may result in a slower arrivals process at the airport. Arrivals are required to take a PCR test within 24 hours of entering South Korea. All foreign short-term travelers are advised to take a PCR test at an airport clinic, the FCDO advice said. You can reserve an appointment for a test on arrival at Seoul's Incheon Airport through the airport clinic's website.
And crew questions.
Yes, we received a question from Darren wanting to know, with the fast approaching Caribbean season, if there were still restrictions in place for traveling to Antigua. Well, Darren, the good news is that all and any COVID-related travel restrictions have been lifted for Antigua. You no longer need to test prior to arrival or show proof of vaccination. This is valid for both arrival by air or by sea. However, passengers who display symptoms of COVID-19 on arrival may be isolated as determined by the Antigua and Barbuda health authorities.
As always, it's been an absolute pleasure, and I thank you ever so much for your time and your wisdom.
Always a pleasure, and look forward to seeing you next week.
Yeah, I have to mention that Crew Travel is brought to you weekly by Blue Marine Travel, who haven't lost a passenger since Lee Harris was born back in the late 1900s. And of course, their people move people. My name is Rhea Rao. I have been your host. We'll see you again next week.